in terms of the personnel packages and how they go 20 personnel with two backs, no tight ends, 21 personnel, two backs, one tight end, 12 personnel, one back, two tight end. I mean, they vary things so well. And not just that, but the way that they line up out of those packages, they're able to line up in so many different ways that as a defense, it's not enough for you to know who is on the field. It's now a matter of how are they going to be used, what situation are we in terms of down and distance and point differential. That's all going to dictate what the Patriots are going to try and do on any given play.
No question. I mean, the first thing you have to decide as a defense is based on personnel. What personnel do you put out in response? You know, I would assume if Devlin's on the field, you go with your base. But it's not a given that if Lewis and White are on the field that you go with your base. So the Eagles have to decide. Jim Schwartz has to decide, number one, what he wants to do personnel-wise, and then what he wants to do coverage-wise in those situations. When the Eagles play cover three, their corners play off, which is most teams do in cover three. Rarely do corners press in cover three. You might see the boundary corner press, but the Eagles don't normally do that. So Darby and Mills will play off, and I think that Brady, one of his absolute strengths is he may be the most patient quarterback in the league. He's more than willing to throw 6 or 7 yard completions. If you give him those, he'll take those all day. And I think that he's going to make Mills and Darby have to come up, and then we'll see if they do the sluggos, we'll see if they do the double moves. But if Mills and Darby are going to play with 8 and 9 yard cushions, as is often the case in their cover three, as you know, then I think you're going to see a lot of hitches, a lot of outside hitches, and it'll be 2nd and 3.
When you talk about the Eagles' rotation up front in terms of how they, you know, they rotate 8, 9 guys in there, if you do go tempo and you get stuck, that's where I guess you kind of get into those situations where in a key moment, maybe your D-line's been on the field now 6, 7 plays in a row and they've been chasing guys around. Now all of a sudden they're a little bit gassed, and that's where you can get gassed for a big play.
And that's why I think tempo is so important, Fran. You hit it right on the head. I think that they probably know that there's a little bit of a mismatch there with their O-line versus the Eagles' D-line. And to try to alleviate that mismatch, they will place some tempo, not only because it makes it harder to rush the quarterback, but also you can't get into the D-line rotation that's been such a strength to the Eagles all season.